Greg Whitaker heads up Douglas County 911. He says the idea to limit access came from the 2009 Douglasville floods in which several people died. News media asked for 911 tapes. Whitaker says he felt some of the recordings were just too disturbing.
If that was my daughter or my son or my mother or my father, I would not want to listen to that.
Whitaker's draft of the bill uses descriptions including trauma in progress, cries for help, pleas for mercy, or any type of human suffering to define what would be subject to restricted access. Holly Mannheimer of the Georgia First Amendment Foundation says airing of such tapes is not an open records issue, which balances the right to privacy against the public's right to know.
In terms of the questions and the very valid concerns that are raised, those are something for the media to think about and others who might display that information inappropriately. But in terms of the access, privacy balance, that wouldn't be a consideration.
Whitaker says he's still looking for a sponsor for the bill to introduce in this year's legislative session. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.